last couple of days we've been talking about the Gemara and Beizam and Beis. The Mishnah Beizam and Aleph mentioned the four Avos Nezikin, and the Gemara has a Shaila whether Toldosei and Kiyosibah and Alav Kiyosibah. There are primary categories of Mazik, and the Toldos are the secondary categories of Mazik. The question is the din of the Toldos the same as the Avos or not? And the Maskon of the Gemara is that Taka normally Toldosei and Kiyosibah, except for Chatzi Nezek Tzoros. Tzoros is a toldo of Regel, but there's a halacha Moshe Sinai that even though Regel, normally you pay Nezek Sholem from the beginning, it's more than Kulasa, but by Tzoros, you pay Chatzi Nezek. Rashi and the Rif have a machlokas, what the suffix of the Gemara was to begin with, and we spent a lot of time on the Rif. The Rif says that the suffix was not whether you're chayef for the toldo. We know that you're chayef for the toldos of the avos. The question is, did the dinim of the avos apply to the toldos as well? All of the turim, the halachas that the Gemara mentions on Afheim and Beis, the fact that Keren has a chiluk between tam and muad, chatzi nezek as opposed to nezek shalim, the p'tur of shem v'rega b'shus harabim, the p'tur of tamun be'esh, the p'tur of kelim b'bar, all of these p'turim, the chiluke dinim, the limitations, the exceptions to the rule in the avos, the question is, do those rules apply to the toldos as well? That's how the Rif understood. And the Brisker Rav explained further that what the Rif really is saying is that for the chiyav tashlumei nezek, you don't need the shem mazik of the af. When the Gemara says that we learn from a mahatzad that there are other cases that you can be chayav tashlumen for, it's not that the mahatzad means that the other cases, the Avno Sakino Maso, Shein Yicham Rosh Gago, the Bor HaMiskalva, Bragli Odom, Bragli Behema, all the cases on the Vav, the extra exceptional cases that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, it's not that those cases have a Shein Mazik in the Ovos. It's that you don't need the Shein Mazik. If there's a Ma'atzad, if there are factors that you can connect in the different Ovos, so then the Yisod is that if you have a Chiyav Shmir and the item is Darko Lahazik, then you're chayiv to pay for the hezek that was done. So for the chiyav, the Rif assumes you don't need a shem masik. What the Rif is suggesting is that the Gemara was assuming that for the pturim, for the halachos, for the limitations, the exceptions to the rule, there you need the shem masik. And that's exactly the suffix of the Gemara. Do we say that the toldos of the avos nezikin are like the avos? Do they share the same shem masik as the av? If they share the same shem masik, then they'd have the same halachos as the av, and if not, then they wouldn't. That's what the Rif was assuming. And the Brisker Rav goes on to explain that the Shidim Kubetzes in the second Perek clearly assumes like this, because he claims in talking about Shein the Chai and Shein the Behema that you don't need a special pasuk to teach me the Chiyuv for Shein the Chai. The Chiyuv, you don't need the Shein Mazik. For the Pturim, you need the Shein Mazik. And similarly, the Brisker Rav wants to suggest that that's Pshat and the Rosh. The Rosh says that Avno Safinu Maso, that we're learning from Bor and Eish, it only has the pturim of Bor, not the pturim of Esh. But why not? If you're learning from both Bor and Esh, you have the pturim of both of them. The answer, says the Rosh, is that fundamentally, Avnos Sakinu Maso, since they're mazik bosa de naichi, they're doing damage after they've settled, they're not falling down from the roof, they're basically like Bor. So they have the shem mazik of Bor. So in terms of pturim, you can only talk about Bor. Because for pturim, you need the shem mazik. It's all totally in the shem mazik. But it's a matzav of Bor and Esh. No, the Eish is only necessary to solve a problem that Avnos Sakinu Maso are not exactly similar to Bor, because Koach HaMeurabo in the creation of the Nezek, it's a little bit different. So that's why we mention Eish, because Eish also is Koach HaMeurabo in the creation of the Dover HaMazik. But fundamentally, it's Bor. So since fundamentally it's Bor, the Pturim follow Bor, because for Pturim, it's all a function of the Shein Mazik. This is what the Rif wanted to suggest, that the Yisod is for the Pturim, you need the Shem Mazik, for the Chiv, you don't need the Shem Mazik. And the whole suffix in the Gemara was, do the toldos of the Avos Nezikin and share the Shem Mazik of the Av, or do they not? Nafkamina, if the Pturim are going to apply to the toldos as well. What does Rashi hold? So we mentioned that Rashi understood that the suffix of the Gemara was not whether the Pturim, the dinim of the Av, applied to the toldos, but rather, Rashi felt that the whole suffix was, are you chayiv for the toldos, or are you potter? That was the Lashon of Rashi, a base of a day, the top. And then through the Hemshech of the Gemara also, I showed you a few places where he says, it's all a function of Chiyuv. If we say Toldosei and Kiyotzev, that means you're Chayiv for the Tolda. Toldosei and Lav Kiyotzev, you're not Chayiv for the Tolda. It's all a function of whether you're Chayiv or not. So he said, okay, it's Machlokas Rashi and the Rif, what Pshat and Sofik is. We sort of left it at that. We did mention that Rashi has to admit that in the Maskon of the Gemara, everyone assumes that you chayef the tolda. Even chatzin ezek tsroos, you chayef for it. Just only chayef chatzin ezek and chayef ezek shoy, but you still chayef for that. Comes out interesting according to Rashi. Right? We thought that Rashi's understanding of the suffix was really only in the beginning of the Gemara. Once you get to the Maskona, then his understanding of the suffix has to change. Because if not, then how does he explain the idea of chatzin ezek tsroos? That's the case where Papa holds toldosen lav kiyotze bahem. But yet you chayef. You chayef in some tashlum, and so what's going on with you? So we sort of left it. We said that the Rashi maybe feels that the Gemara is shifting gears. Initially, it thought the suffix was one thing, then it thinks the suffix is something else. Maybe we can explain Rashi in the following way. Rashi has a suffix whether Yechayev for the toldos or not. The suffix of toldos and Yotzeb and Alaf Yotzeb is whether Yechayev b'tashlumei nezek for the toldos. Why would I assume you're not chayev for the tashlumei nezek? Why would I assume you're not chayev for the tashlumei nezek? But what's the svar? What's the Gemara saying? So the Chora, to explain Rashi, you can use the Vart of the Brisker Rav as well. You can co-opt the Brisker Rav. He's not looking to explain Rashi. He's looking to explain the Rif. The Rif and the Rosh and other Rishonim, the Shittim Kovetzis in the second parak, for those who had the opportunity to take a look at the Brisker Rav. Long piece. There's a whole middle to it. We really only focused on the beginning and the end. But maybe we can use the Brisker Rav to explain Rashi as well. It comes out that the Machlokas Rashi and the Rif really is using the same principle, but they take it in two totally different directions. Maybe Rashi also holds that the Shem Mazik of the Avos Nezikin plays a very critical role. But as opposed to the Rif, who says that the Shem Mazik only plays a role for what? Help me, for what? Not for the Chiyah, but rather for the Turim, for the Dinim. Rashi says, no. You need the Shem Mazik for the Chiyah itself. He disagrees with the Rif about that point. He understands that, yes, the suffix of the Gemara basically is, do the toldos of the Avos Nezikin share the same Shem Mazik as the Av? But he understands that the Nafkamina we're talking about is totally different. That the suffix is the same, Bein Lefi Rashi, Bein Lefi the Rif, but Le'inyan, what are we talking? The Rif says the Nafkamina, whether they share the same Shem Mazik or not, is Le'inyan the Pturim. Rashi says, no. The nafkamina is leaning the chiyuv. You need the shem mazik of the av in order to be chayiv for the toldo. And the suffix of the Gemara is, do the toldos share the same shem mazik of the av? Leaning what? Leaning the chiyuv. Why does Rashi think that you need the shem mazik of the av in order to be chayiv? You have a svara, chiyuv shmira, tarko lahazik. Well, why shouldn't you be chayiv even without the shem mazik? So the answer for Rashi could be, if we pedal back to the beginning of the year. We saw Tosis and Bechoris. Some of the Rishonim claim that the Chiyuv of Tashlumei Nezek is a Chiddush HaTorah. Without the Chiddush HaTorah, I wouldn't know that you have to pay for Nezek. It's not like a halva, a moni gavoch. You give money to someone else, and you can demand that he gives it back, because it's your money. He is not your money. The person was mafsid your money. He was mazik your money. But your money is not by him. It's still by you. It's just tzibrochen now. It's broken. Broken, but it's not like he took your money. So it could be that there's a chiddush haTorah. It's a milva haksuva baTorah. There's a chiddush haTorah that you have to pay tashlumei nezek. That's what Tosfos in Bechorah said, Tosfos in Kiddushin, as opposed to the Ramban, who felt that it was a svara. It's like Halvah. We talked about this. So Efshe, maybe Rashi is taking the tack of Tosfos in Bechorah. He's taking the approach of Tosfos in Bechorah that tashlumei nezek is a chiddush haTorah, but he takes it one step further. He says, not only is it a Chiddush HaTorah, but that Chiddush HaTorah tells me that you need the Shem Mazik to be chayiv. That's what the Chiddush HaTorah is. The Torah is creating different categories of Nezik, different Shemos Mazikim. And the Chiddush HaTorah is that if you fall under the rubric of the Shem Mazik, then you can be chayiv, the Tashlum. But if you don't fall under the rubric of the Shem Mazik, then you're not going to be chayiv. That's Gufa, the Chiddush HaTorah, according to Rashi. Tosfos and Bechoros didn't say that. You know, the Rif could also say that Tashlumei Nezek is a Chiddush HaTorah. But he says, once the Torah is mechanish that you have to pay, then you chayiv even if you don't fall under the rubric of the Shem Mazik. Right? So Rashi and Rif could both hold like Tosfos and Bechoros. It's not, we're not making the machlokas over here, Tosfos and Bechoros and the Rambam, Rashi and the Rif. No, they could all hold like Tosfos and Bechoros. But Rashi is going one step further and saying that the Chiddush HaTorah was that you need a shei mazik, a certain shei mazik to be chayiv, and that's what the Torah is doing. It's creating a shei mazik of keren and of bor and of esh, etc. So if you fall under the rubric of that shei mazik, then you're going to be chayiv at tashlumin. If you don't fall under the shei mazik of the particular av that you're talking about, you'll fall under any shei mazik, then you're not going to be chayiv. That's lechora how Rashi is learning the sugya. So how does Rashi understand the Gemara in the favor of this? He said that Gemara in the Vav talks about the Mahatzad of the Mishnah, Abna Sakhina Maso, Bar HaMizgalgal. But the Gemara in the Afheim Adbeis came even before. The Gemara quotes Rava, who says, Yishod is Bar Benayu, As Yakulu Labar Miker. If you throw Bar together with one of the other Ovos, then everything will come except for Keren. And then the Gemara adds that if your whole Keren is Kavanos Lahazik, even that will come. You can learn all the Ovos Nazikin from each other. Just take two of them. You can learn everything else in them. For what? At first, the Gemara seems to be assuming you can learn them for the Chiyuv. How can I learn them for the Chiyuv? So then the Gemara comes around and says, Lehil Choseya. But on Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara is assuming you're going to learn the Mahatzad, that Avnos Sakhinu Maso is going to be Chayiv Midin Bor Ve'esh. How can you be Chayiv Midin Bor Ve'esh, the Mahatzad? How does that work? If according to Rashi, you need the Shem Mazik in order to be Chayiv, so how can a Mahatzad help me? How can a Mahatzad help me? So of course, the simple way to learn is like the Rosh, that really the Shem Mazik of Avnos Sakhinu Maso is Bor. You just need Eish in order to help you for the Chayiv, but the real Shem Mazik is Bor, and that's why you're going to be Chayiv. You're Chayiv in the Bor. The other way to look at Rashi is to say that maybe Rashi holds that every Mahatzad over here is working midin a double Shem Mazik. I threw out the idea before, right? Yesterday we said, how can you claim it's a double Shem Mazik? If you're only talking about Pturim, you don't have to say it's a double Shem Mazik. You'd say, really, there's one Shem Mazik, and that's why the Pturim only apply, the Pturim of Bor apply to Avnos Sakhinu Maso, but not the Pturim of Eish. But Efshim and Kenzogin, maybe we can say, according to Rashi, when you have the Mahatzad, the simple pshat of the Mahatzad is that the Mahatzad is teaching me a chiyuv. It's teaching me a chiyuv. The Yesh Min HaGadolim and the Rosh hold that Avnos Hakinim Aso is subject to the Pturim of both Bor and Eish. How are they learning? How are the Yesh Min HaGadolim learning? So Efshir could be they're learning like Rashi. What the Yesh Min HaGadolim are saying is that when you learn a chiyuv tashlumi nezek b'mahatzad, what are you doing? You're not saying it's b'ikr bor, but you just need eish along the ride to make sure that you're chayiv. No, it's a double shem mazik. It's a hybrid. It's bol shemos mazikim, which make a lot of sense according to Rashi, because Rashi holds you need the shem mazik for the chiyuv. Maybe that's what the yesh min hagadolim are assuming, that Avnos Hakhinu Maso has a double shem mazik, bor and eish, and that's why the yesh min hagadolim claim that Avnos Hakhinu Maso will be subject to the Pturim of both Bor and Eish, because once it has a double Shem Mazik, then it has double Pturim as well. The Rizk Rav wanted to say that the Rosh is right, that for Chiyuv you don't need a double Shem Mazik. It doesn't make any sense. Right? For Chiyuv you don't need a double Shem Mazik, so that's why the Rosh was saying, for Pturim, the Taka is no double Shem Mazik according to the Rosh. And because there's no double Shem Mazik, then you only have the term of bar, because it's Avnos Hakhinu Maso is not under the rubric of the Shem Mazik of Eish. But Lefi Rashi, one could say that whenever you learn the Chiyuv Tashlumin from a Mahatzad, what you're really saying is that the item has a double Shem Mazik. Because Rashi holds you need the Shem Mazik for the Chiyuv itself. And that's what the Yesh Min HaGadolim are assuming. There really is a double Shem Mazik over here. Once there's a double Shem Mazik, then you could say that the term are going to apply. Both the Pturim of Bor and the Pturim of Eish are going to apply to Avnos Hakhinu Maso. So it comes out that Rashi and the Rif might both be agreeing that the suffix of the Gemara, whether told as like Av, told of an Av Nezik is like the Av, the suffix is, does the Tolda share the same Shem Mazik as the Av? The question is, what's the Nafkamina to that suffix? The Rif had us believe that the Nafkamina is only regarding Pturim. But Rashi might hold that's not true. The Nafkamina could be regarding the Chiyuv as well. Because the whole idea of Tashlumi Nezek is the Chiddush HaTorah. And Rashi is learning that Chiddush HaTorah is that the Torah is creating certain Shemos Mazikim, certain categories of Mazik, and you have to fall under one of those categories in order to be Chayiv. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. do the Toldos share the same Shemazik as the Av? Nafkamigal in Yilchiv. And that can explain the Yeshman Agadolim and the Rosh as well, that there really is a double Shemazik by Abba Sakhir Masa. Hence, the double Ptur, the Ptur of Bor and the Ptur of Eish as well. What's the Maskon of the Gemara according to Rashi? What comes out according to this beer is that Rashi doesn't hold that the Gemara is really shifting gears. It's not what the Gemara is doing. The suffix of the Gemara throughout, according to Rashi, is are you chayav for the Tolda or potter for the Tolda? That's the suffix throughout. What is that suffix? Does the Tolda share the same shemazik as the Yav? That's the suffix throughout. So what does the Gemara come to say? The Toldas always share the same shemazik as the Yav. Throughout, told of the Karen Kakarin, told of the Shane Kashane, told of the Regel Karegel, says the Gemara on the Gimel Amel, told of the Bor Kibor, the Adam the Adam, the Eish the Eish. So comes the Gemara and says, you know, where did Rav Papa say told the same Lach Yotzeb and by Regel? So, fact the Gemara, but you told me told of the Regel Karegel. You told me that the Toldos all share the same Shane Mazik as the Av. And therefore, Regel is going to be Chayiv as well, just like the Av. So what's your papa saying? So to that the Gemara says, you're right. Fundamentally, the Toldos do share the same Shem Mazik as the Av. This is how Rashi is learning the Maskon of the Gemara. The Toldos do share the same Shem Mazik as the Av. And therefore the Toldos is going to be Chayev. You're Chayev for the Shulam Nezik, even for the Toldos, because it has the Shem Mazik. Narvas, the only thing is that there's a Halach Loshim in Sinai that teaches me that Tsroros, which is a Toldos of Regel, even though it's Kiyotze Bohen of Regel. It has the Shemazik of Regel. But there's an exception to the rule. It's a Yotze Min HaKlal. That even though Toldosei Kiyotze Bohen, even by Tsuroros, Toldosei really is Kiyotze Bohen, fundamentally, in the sense that you're Chayiv, B'Tashlumin, even for Tsuroros, but came the Halacha Moshe Mesir, and it whittled it down. That you're not going to be Chayiv Nezek Sholem, you're only going to be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. So it comes out according to Rashi that the maskon of the Gemara is really Toldosein Kiyotze Bahen. Even my Tsroros Toldosein is Kiyotze Bahen. Rav Papa only meant Yeshmein Kiyotze Bahen, Yeshmein Lav Kiyotze Bahen. There are certain aspects of the Toldos, specifically Tsroros, right? All the other Toldos are literally the same as the Av. It's Kiyotze Bahen, Linyan Lechiyav, and the Halachas are the same, but Tsroros has this exception in it. It's like Regel. It's like Regel in the sense that you're going to be Chayim B'Tashulman. It's like Regel in the sense that you can be Chayim B'Tashlumin. It's even like Regel Inyan, you'll be Potter B'Shus Arabim, you'll be Mishal Migufo. But it has this one exception. It has this one exception that you're only Chayim Chatzin Ezek, you're not going to be Chayim Nezek Shalom. That Lachor is the way that Rashi is learning the Sugya. Right? That the fundamental suffix was whether Yechayim for Toldos, just like the Abbas, are the Toldos viewed as the same Shemazik as the Abba, no? And Gemara comes around and says, basically, Toldosein Kiyotze Bahen, it's just Chatzi Nezek Tsroros, has this exception in it. It has this exception that you only have Chatzi Nezek. So that's what bothered the Gemara. The Gemara says, I don't understand. You want to tell me Toldosein Kiyotze Bahen because you're Chayiv, but if it's so different than Regel, so why, how can you say that it's Kiyotze Bahen? You're telling me Toldosein Kiyotze Bahen just means that it shares the same Shemazik, so it's going to be Chayiv, but if it shares the same Shemazik, then it should be Chayiv in exactly the same way. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So it comes around and says, you're right, it's a little bit strange. It doesn't really share the same, doesn't look like it's sharing the same Shemazik. It's only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. But because it has all the other dinim as well, Yimashalim Megufo, and it's part of Bishus Arabim, it calls it a Tolda of Regel. But fundamentally, is it Kiyotze Bahen? It is Kiyotze Bahen fundamentally. You are Chayiv. Problem is, you're just not Chayiv the same level, because there's this exception. So that's what bothered the Gemara. If it's an exception, so it's not the same. So how can you call it a told of Regel? The Gemara says, no, you're Mishal and Megufo. It's part of Bishus Aravim, so therefore you can call it a told of Regel. Okay. Questions? Yes?
Yes, I saw how Rashi fits with that. When you're actually saying, looking at it, is the told of Chayr Pater.
Right.
So then, with Papa, how does that work? Because the Papa's saying,
the Papa's going to be difficult according to anyone, because his Lashon Yeshmi and Kiyotzbi and Yeshmi and Lav Kiyotzbi Bahen, he said even according to the Rif is not going to work out Lefi both the Amaroi. Because according to, how did it go again? Rava learns how, Rava says that that told that Sroros is a told of regula inyan turish asarab. Rav Papa was learning it's a told of regula inyan mishale migufa. So according to Rav, it comes out matna, right? The maskon of the Gemara, the Rif, is told to say lav kiyotze behen. That's chazin as a Sroros. And lav kiyotze means it doesn't share the same shem mazik as regel, but nevertheless you're part of mishus arabim. So I understand if sharing the same shem mazik the nafkamina is to the pturim, so what is it? Is it kiyotze behen? Is not kiyotze behen? So we say that according to Rav, what you have to say is even Sroros itself has aspects of kiyotze behen and aspects of not kiyotze behen. That's how you have to learn the maskon of the Gemara. So according to Rashi, you'll say the same thing. Sroros itself fundamentally has the shem mazik of regel, but there are some exceptions there. That's what the Halacha Moshe Messina is teaching me. That it's not quite the same as regel itself, even though fundamentally it is kiyotze bo of regel. Okay. Okay. Let's go back now to the Gemara. Now that we understand the basic suffix of the Gemara, where they told us and kiyotze ben, alav kiyotze ben, and then we even did the maskana, we put it all together. We saw the briskirav, this is so that you might need the sheimazik of the av for pturim or for the chiyuv. Now let's see. Let's see the Gemara keseda from beis on the beis, going to gimel on the beis. Let's try to see the Gemara and identify the different avos nezikim and the relationship between toldos and the avos. Okay, so what does the Gemara say? Rav Papa claims the yeshmei kiyotz and the yeshmei lav kiyotz. Tan Rabban. Gimel, excuse me. Gimel avos nemru bishom. The Tana Rabbanan is going to explain Rav Papa. Gimel avos nemru bishom. Hakeren v'ashen v'harege. There are three avos nezek in shor. Keren shen in rege. Keren menolam. The Tana Rabbanan ki yigach in negichel abekeren. Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim says ki yigach sharish es shareyehu v'meis etc. Ki yigach. So what does ki yigach mean? Ein negichel abekeren, says the Gemara. Shnemer v'yas lo tzikia ben kanana karni barzel v'yomer. The pasuk in Sefer Melachim at the end over there with Achav, Tzidkia ben Kenana says Ba'ela Tanaga Chesaram. He was going against the Navi. He was a Navi Sheker, saying you're gonna be successful. Don't worry about it. So Tzidkia ben Kenana takes the Karnei Barzel and he says Ba'ela Tanaga Chesaram. Oh, so you see Karen Negicha sounds like a Negicha Ela Bekeren. V'Omer B'chor Shor Hadalo V'Karnei Reim Karnav B'hem Amim. Yenagach, once again, Yenagach and Karen sounds like a negichel b'keren. Can the Gemara Maiva Omer? V'chitem v'divrei Kabbalah mi'divrei Torah mi'divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan. Maybe you're not going to want to learn from Novi because divrei Torah mi'divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan. Toshma b'chor shor hoder lo, etc. Maybe we can't learn from Novi, but rather we're going to learn only from Chumash. So they called you a pasuk from Chumash. Wasn't Divrei Kabbalah ka Divrei Torah Dami? I think we've spoken over the years. It's a discussion whether Divrei Kabbalah really is ka Divrei Torah. For some aspects it is, for some aspects it's not. They talk about this Mikra Megillah treated like a Daraisa for Sfeikas, or is it like a Derabbanan, Lekula, Lechumra? So part of that discussion is whether Divrei Kabbalah ka Divrei Torah Dami. Megillah is Ksuvim, it's Divrei Kabbalah. The question is, does it have the status of Daraisa? So one of the Makoros that they quote is this Gemara right here in Bava Kama. Right? They're talking, there's a Havim in the Gemara, maybe Divrei Kabbalah, you don't have Divrei Torah, you don't learn from Divrei Kabbalah, it sounds like it's not Divrei Torah. In this discussion of Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah, they often quote the Rabbeinu Peretz right over here in the Gemara in Bava Kama to define what is Divrei Kabbalah. Why do they call Nach Divrei Kabbalah? Rabbeinu Peretz says, two pshat. He says either Divrei Kabbalah, okay, we'll give the second pshat first. Divrei Kabbalah means that they got it by Kabbalah Misinai. All the Nevi'im stood by Har Sinai and got their Nevuah by Kabbalah by Har Sinai. It's a mod nezach. But Rashi has a pshat in, he quotes from Chazal, in Sefer Yeshayah, in the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshayah, that's what it means, that the Nevi'im stood by Sinai, and they got the Nevuah, just like Moshe got the Torah, they got the Nevuah by Sinai. That's what the Rabbeinu Peretz says. That's what Divrei Kabbalah means. They got it by Mesorah. It got up in Mesorah Misina. The pasuk in Sefer Yeshayah says, "Kirvu elai shimu zos lo merosh b'seisa dibarti." V'yato Hashem Elokim shlachani. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent me lo merosh b'seisa dibarti. Rashi says from Chazal, it's an agoda that all the neviim stood b'Sinai. They got their nevuah b'Kabbalah. So that's what the b'Kabbalah means. That the neviim got their nevuah b'Kabbalah. It's a mod nepshat. Interesting. It's a chiddush. The first pshat. Pardon me. First pshat of the Rabbeinu Peretz is that Divrei Nevi'im are called Divrei Kabbalah. It's not Divrei Kabbalah. It's actually a misnomer. It really should be called Divrei Kvala. Kvala means to complain, to cry out. The Nevi'im cry out because often they see things in visions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them. They have Divrei Chazon. And there are terrible things happening in the Chazon. So they cry out. So it's called Divrei Kvala. It's not Divrei Kabbalah. That's what they say in the yeshivas. Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah. But according to the Rabbeinu Peretz in the first pshat, it's really Divrei Kvala ke Divrei Torah done. Nach is like Torah in terms of halacha, perhaps. That's the discussion. Can we learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Kvalah? But he says, Hashem Shehanavim Kovel Mitzoakim Al Tzaras Haniros Lahem Bechazam. Kidim Targamina Nim Tzaok Yitzak Elayim Mekabel Yekabel. The Targum on in Tzaok Yitzak Elayim, the Almano, the Yosam cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to be Poreah from the individual who causes them to cry out. What does it mean to cry out? Mekabel Yekabel. They'll cry out. I saw in the Targum in this past week's parsha on Shabbos, I saw this. The Targum, Hashem says to Cain, right, Cain kills Hevel. What does it say? Vayomer me'asi, so called me'achicha tzokim elai min ha'adama. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that the me'achicha, the damim of Hevel, are crying out from the ground. So what does the Targum say? Me'avadato, kal dam zarin da'asidin le'mepak min ochuch. The call, the sound, the voice of the blood of the zera that's going to come out of your brother, kablin kodomai min ara, a kablin kodomai. What does it mean? Kablin kodomai. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz. They're crying out to me. Tzoakim elai. They're crying out to me from the ground. Targum, nice expression. Same idea. Divrei kvola kedivrei Torah domi. So that's the shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara says, why do I need the second pasuk, the pasuk from Torah, to teach me that ein gichal b'keren? I might think that Divrei Kabbalah, or Divrei Kabbalah, whichever way you'll learn, lo yafina mi Divrei Torah. So I need a pasuk from Chumash. That's why the Gemara gives a pasuk from Chumash. So frag the Gemara, but why? V'hai melefu gilu milsa ba'amahu d'negicha b'kerenu. Okay, if it's a limud that enegicha b'keren, I understand. So maybe you can only learn Torah from Torah. Navi from Navi, but not Navi, not Torah from Navi. But this is not a limud, it's just a gilim nosa ba'alma to see that negicha is bekeren. So, vas is shlecht, you can't learn Torah from Divrei Kaval or Divrei Kabal from Nach. Ela zav de Gemara, mahu de tema ki pala rachman abin tam lamuad, hani mili bitulusha. Havel bimachuberes imakulam buedesi. Toshma b'chor shor hoda lo v'gomir. It's not that the Havmina was that maybe Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah lo yalfina, but rather that if I only had the pasuk from the Novi, from Tzidki and Kanana, Be'ela Tanaga Chesaram, I think that Keren is only Bekeren Klusha. The din, the chilik between Tam and Mua, the Tam is Mishalim Alichatzi Nezek, and Mua is Mishalim Nezek Sholem, that's only Bekeren Klusha. What does Keren Klusha mean? Tzidki ben Kanana is talking about a Keren Klusha. He didn't have a horn, but he created some kind of an image of a horn, and he says, you'll destroy Aram with this, you'll poke Aram, you'll gore Aram. But says Rashi, Gemara is extrapolating from Tzidkia ben Kanana, that if the shor takes a keren and puts it ben shineha, puts it between her teeth, and is menageach a behema with that keren, a keren tlusha, not a keren that's mechuberes to the head. That, perhaps, is the only case where there's a chiddush between tam and mor. If I'd learned that ein negicha elo b'keren from Tzidkia ben Kanana, I think maybe only the keren klusha. There's a chiddush between tam and mu'ud. Look, it's a chiddush. Why should I say tam is only mishalim chatzi nezek? It's a chiddush. So I think maybe it's only said by Tzidkia ben Kanana because that's the mokah. That's the ein negicha elo b'keren. But keren mechuberes, I think kula mu'edesi. I think that even tam, even the first time, the keren mechuberes, a keren that's attached to the head of the animal, I think that you pay nezek shalom. Kamash mila no. Etc. That ain't a gichel, but Karen, even Karen Mechuberes has the chilik between tam and mor. Yoli chayev chatzin ezek, even for Karen Mechuberes, for tam. Okay, that's the Gemara on that basis. Questions? Yes, Yom.
Why
didn't
the Gemara only give the
pasuk
from Torah?
Why didn't the Gemara just, if you have the pasuk in the Torah, so why give the pasuk from Navi? It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. I think the Shita Mekubet says, has one of the Rishonim who says that if you only had the pasuk in the Torah, you'd think that Keren Tlusha is not chayiv at all. Because, wow, Keren Tlusha, it's not Keren at all. So I need the pasuk in Navi to teach me that Keren Tlusha could also have a din Keren. But I need the other pasuk to teach me that there's a din Chatzi Nezik by Keren Mekuberes. I think the Shita has that from one of the Rishonim, I forget who. Okay. Comes Tosfos and asks the following. Okay, let's see Tosfos together. Avo b'mechuberes ema kula mu'edesim. What does that mean, kula mu'edes? L'shalim ezek sholim afilu b'par mishol. Okay, poshup shalim b'gibur. V'im tomar frek Tosfos, u'mehar Tosfos. To know the din of a particular mazik, we have to learn it from somewhere. You have to learn it from one of the avos nezikim. You have to learn it from a ma'atzar. You got to learn from somewhere. So in the Havamim, the Maskona, we have to derive the halacha from someone. So, mehai taisi. Imet tlusha, dayaket tlusha. If Karen Mechuberes has learned from tlusha, how can you say Karen Mechuberes is going to be more chomer than Karen tlusha? Karen tlusha is the chilek of Beitam Lemuad and Mechuberes is kula muedesi. Dayaket tlusha. It has to be the same as tlusha. It can't be more than that. So what's the other option? Mishar Ovis. If you can't learn from Karen tlusha, so Karen's out. So if Karen's out, then I gotta learn from something else. So I'll learn from the other avos. But I can't learn from any one of the avos because there's always a chumra and a kula between the avos. I'll learn from a ma'atzad of the different avos. But in fact, Tosfos says, Mishar avos, Hatenach l'man d'alma Karen adifa de kavanasa lahazik, v'afilu Karen osi, k'tum farish rabbeinu tam l'kamon. D'hainu l'man d'alma palgan is k'mamona, v'is le'istam shuram la'b'cheska shimakani. Again, the Gemara Daf Hei on the base. You see, yeah, you have to learn the Gemara. These Gemaras Daf Hei, Daf Mo. You gotta learn the Gemara from the beginning because the Rishonim are going to be constantly referring to them. Pagan is Gemamon, Pagan is Kaknosu. That's like on Kesavah at the end of the first paragraph. What are we doing that now? We're doing it now because it's going to be referred to constantly. So it says Tosfos, look at the Gemara Daf Hei on the base. The Gemara says that according to the Mana Amar, the Karen Adifa, Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. So then it also has Chumrits and Kulas, just like all the other of us. Karen Adifa the Kavanos Lahazik. I feel the Karen Asi. I can learn Karen from the Avos Nezikim. That's what you need, because if you're going to learn Karen Mechuberes from the other Avos Nezikim, it's got to be Kavanos Lahazik, because if it's not Kavanos Lahazik, you'll say, I can't learn from the other Avos. Shiny Karen, then it's more Kal, so you're not going to be Chayv. It has to have a Chumra, because if it doesn't have a Chumra, I can't learn from the other Avos. Yeah, but the problem is, Karen the Kavanos Lahazik, as some of you asked me in Seder, Ulamanda Omar, Karen Adifa, the Kavanos Lahazik. Who's that Manda Omar? Who's the phantom person who holds like that? So some of you suggested, well, doesn't that relate to the Machlokas and Daftezva? The answer is yes. Depending on whether you hold Stam Shvar Mecheska Shimakani or Stam Shvar Mad Mecheska Shimakani, that determines whether we assume the Karen is Kavanos Lahazik or not, perhaps. Right? Karen Kavanos Lahazik, Lamanda Omar, Palganiska Mimona. The Islay Stam Shram Labacheska Shimra Kaimi. We assume Kavanos Lahazik means that the Shvarim want to do damage. You're supposed to watch them. Kavanos Lahazik could be linked to Stam Shvarim Labacheska, the Stam Shvarim Labacheska Shimra Kaimi. You have a Chi of Shmira. Kavanos Lahazik is Chomor. If you hold Stam Shvarim Cheska Shimra Kaimi, Karen is very cold. So it's a Chinish that I should be Machayim Karen. It's Becheska Shimakai. We all assume that the animal hit the one animal, gored the other animal, but Kavanasa Lahazik, that idea of Kavanasa Lahazik, maybe that's only connected, Rabbi Notam explains, it's only connected to the Manda Omer, Shtam Shvarm La Becheska Shimakai. Now, the Manda Omer, Palganiska Knosa, the Isli Shtam Shvarm Becheska Shimakai, Lo Asi Karen Mikulu. If you hold Stam Shvarm Becheska Shimakai, then Karen is much more kal than the other Avos Nezikim. The other Avos Nezikin, you have to be Shomer. But Becheska Shimakami means you really shouldn't have to be Shomer by Karen. The whole thing is a Chiddush HaTorah to begin with. Torah wants you to watch the animal, but really, fundamentally, you shouldn't have to watch. Because they're b'cheska shimur. So according to that man, the Omar, lo asi kulu mikerin. Lo asi kerin the kulu kedem. I mean, lekaman, kishod is bar benayo, asi kulu lebar mikerin. Dika lemifrach, shekein mua de mitchilosan, perish adarkan lehazik, ma she'en kein bekerin, the b'cheska shimur kaimi. Mua de mitchilosan means darkan leilich lehazik. If you hold that stam shvar and b'cheska shimur kaimi, then not darkan leilich lehazik. So then you can't learn kerin from the other avos nezikin. The question comes back, says Taisvis, what's the Havin of the Gemara? Mahu the tema that maybe Karen Mechuberes is Kula Muedesi. If I only had the Pasuk by Tzidki Ben Kanana, then I think Karen Tlusha, there's a chiddush between Tam and Mu'ah, but by Mechuberes, it's Kula Muedesi. Kula Muedesi, from where? From where? From Karen Tlusha? Can't learn from Karen Tlusha. Daya Kedlusha. Chiddush between Tam and Mu'ah. From the other Avos Nezikin? That's only good according to the man. The Amr Stam Shvarim Lam Becheska Shiva Kain. If you hold Pagan Iska Mamona, but if you hold Pagan Iska Knossa, Rabbi Latam, Mefarshim explained. If you hold Pagan Iska Knossa, then you're saying that Karen is not dark or leilich ulahazik. You're still chayef for Tam, but that's a chiddush haTorah. But it's not dark or leilich ulahazik. So you can't learn Karen from the other others. You need a pasuk. You need it. It's exeris hakosav because you can't learn from the other others. It's much more kal than the other others. So what's the happening of the man? What's the Havin Gemara to say that Kula Muedesi, that Karen Mechubara should be Chayav Nezek Sholim even the first time? There's nothing to learn from. Sholim.
Well, would it be fair to say that once if we state that based off this one, the Amar, that every damaging of a shor is inherently La Darkaka, because it's Mechasa Shimor, would it be fair to say the question might be?
Not every damaging of a shor.
Why not?
Karen.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
Would that make sense to say that the question might be why do you have two psukim? If the Tusha and the Hoberas are the exact same thing now, they're both in Darkka. You're going to learn from one, the other. What was born from the other?
No, but the halacha that you're learning is not going to be the same. By Plusha, you're going to tell me there's a chilik between Tam and Muad, but the Gemara is suggesting that by Mechuberes, you'll be Chayav Nezek Sholim for Muad. You're not learning from Plusha, because Plusha is more kal by Tam.
Well, that would be this question. How can we say it's different? The Gemara is the same, they're actually the same. That would be
no, but the Havamin of the Gemara is that I would say that they're different, that Karim Mechuberes is more chamas. The question is, if it's more chamas, where are you learning from? Tlusha is not Mocham. The other Avos you can't learn from. You can't learn from? Why can't you learn from? L'mandar Palgan is Kamamona, you can learn it. Because Karen is no different than the other Avos Nezikin. It's Dako Leilach Olahazik. But L'mandar Palgan is Kaknosa, it's very different than the other Avos. So then how can you learn Karen from the other Avos? So there's no Makar to say that Karen Mechuber should be Chayiv Nezik Sholim on the first time. Okay, that's Toysis Kash. That's Toysis Kash. So what is Taisus answer? A very interesting answer. Very big chiddush. Pieshlava de lamanda merpalga de nizka kanasa hadukama of mechuberes hemakula muedesi v'yishal nezek shalei b'pam rishona lav mishum de itztrucha laashmuin and de ein muedes. It's not that I need the pasuk to teach me that it's not muedes. You're only going to pay chatzin nezek by tam. I don't need the pasuk for that. I don't need the pasuk for that. But, because the only thing I can learn Karen from, if you hold Palganizka Knossa, is from Karen Plusha. So if Karen Plusha, there's a chiluk between Tam and Muad, then by Karen Mechuberes, there has to be a chiluk between Tam and Muad as well. So what's the Havamina? What's the Gemara saying? It says Toisvis. Listen carefully now. Elatana Hutzrach la'ashmuinan lahavi raim and apostle Mechuberes nami havi bichlal negicha. What's Taisa saying? We have two paradigms. We have the paradigm of Tlusha, and we have the paradigm of the Avos Nezikin. The Avos Nezikin are Muadim Metchilasa, and Karen Tlusha is a Tam Metchilasa, Chatzin Nezik Metchilasa. So where does Karen Mechuberes fit in? The answer is, the Havamina is that you might make the mistake, again, according to the Mandar Palganiska Knossa, that Karen is different than the other avos nezikim, and I really couldn't learn that Karen is mu'ad mitchilaso, even Karen mechuberes is mu'ad mitchilaso, I couldn't learn that from the other avos nezikim. But you might make a mistake to think that it is darko leilechu lehazik mitchilaso. Meaning, lemanda amar palganiska knosa, I need the extra pasuk because you would think palganiska mamona. That's basically what he's saying. You'd think that stam shvar matakalav b'cheska shimakami. You'd think, you make a mistake to think that Karen mechuberes yuchayiv nezik shalim for because dark olelechu lahazik. Kamash malon, it's not like that. Kamash malon paldeniska knosa, it's not dark olelechu lahazik. It has the same din as Karen tlusha. So what am I really learning from? Lemaskon, I'm learning from Karen tlusha. But what's the havamina? The Havamina is that Taka, I would learn Karen Mechuberes from the other of us. But according to the Madama Palganiska Knosa, how can I do that? Karen is much more calm than the other of us. No, that's the whole point. I need the puzzle because I make a mistake. I wouldn't realize Palganiska Knosa. It's a complicated Havamina. The Havamina is I wouldn't realize. Lamandama Palganiska Knosa, I might think it's not true that Palganiska Knosa. I might not realize that Stam Shvarim. I might think la b'cheska shiva kaimi. I might think that darkon leiloch lahazik. And if darkon leiloch lahazik, then I taka can learn karem mechuberes from one, from the other avos nezikin, that it's more mechilas or yichayv nezik shalim. That's why I need the other posik to teach me. No. Palganizka knasa stam shvar ma b'cheska shiva, and therefore you're only going to be chayv chatzim nezik even for karem mechuberes b'tah. Okay, this is Taisvis. But the whole Havamin is that I would, again, the whole Kasha is Lamanda or Palganiska Knosa. So the answer of Taisvis is even Lamanda or Palganiska Knosa, I need the second Pasuk because I might make the mistake that it's not Palganiska Knosa. I might make the mistake that Stam Shvarim are not Becheska Shemekhaim. I might think that Darkon Leilach Lahazik, and if Darkon Leilach Lahazik, then I talk I can learn Karim Mechuberes from the other Avos Nezikin. Kamashmol, and I shouldn't do that. And that's why I learned from Karim Tlusha that even Tom, you can be Chayv Chatzinezek initially. This is Tosis' answer. Questions? Okay. Comes the Shita Mekubetzes and offers two other very interesting answers to this question. First, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes from the Ri Nimetz. He's actually quoting a Tosis HaRosh who quotes the Ri Nimetz. Right, there is no Tosis HaRosh in Bava Kamma. All the Tosis HaRoshes are quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes. There's a lot of Tosis HaRosh, it's just not printed in the Tosis HaRosh itself. What does he say? V'rimi metz metaretz d'hocha mairi aliva d'manda amar palga niska mamona aval manda amar palga niska knasa yei pota lagamri. The Rimi Metz turns Tosis Kash on its head. Tosis says, what are you going to learn Karim Mechuberes from? The Gemara says, Kula Muedesi, Karim Mechuberes is Chayim Nezek Sholem. What are you going to learn it from? Ketlusha, Daya Ketlusha. From the other Avos? Oh, that's good according to the Manar Palganiska Mamona. But the Manar Palganiska Knosa doesn't work. So comes the Rimi Metz and says, yeah. You know, the Gemara is going, Lamanda Amar Palganiska Mamona. Come on. What kind of a Knappa Teretz is that? You have 2 days, so how can the Gemara only be going according to one of them? Zok the Rimi Metz, yeah, but who's the Bala Memra over here? Who's the Gemara talking about? Rav Papa. The Machlokas or the Palganiska Mamona, Palganiska Knosses, the Machlokas Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. What does Rav Papa happen to hold in that Machlokas? Did you look it up? Right, what does Rav Papa hold? Which sheet does he take? Rav Papa Omar Mamona. Rav Papa holds Palganiska Mamona. Rav Papa is of the opinion that Stam Shvarim Labacheska Shimakain. So it's nice that Tosis is asking the Mandama Palganiska Knosa, but the simplest teretz is to say that our Gemara is not going like that, Mandama. Rav Papa holds Palganiska Mamona. He's the Mara de Shmaitza, Tolu saying, Yeshmian Kiyotzban, Yeshmian Lakiyotzban. Now we're going to explain according to him. So this Gemara is Aliba the Rav Papa. So the Havamin of Gemara, according to this teretz, the Havamin of the Gemara is what? That I, if you only had the Pasuk from Elohim, I think that Dr. Karen Tlusha is a Chilabat in Tabaluad. But Karen Mechuberes, I think Kula Muedesi. What am I learning it from? What am I learning it from? From Sharavas? I would learn from Sharavas. Not just that it's a mistake. I make a mistake to learn from Shaar Avos. No, I mamish learn from the Shaar Avos. If you're going, Lamad Amar Palganiska Knossa, so then I shouldn't be learning from Shaar Avos. But I might make a mistake to learn from Shaar Avos. That's Tosis. The Rimi Metz is saying, I wouldn't be making any mistake. Lamad Amar Palganiska Mamona, I would learn from Shaar Avos. Because Stam Shvarm Lav Becheska Shemar Kaimi. So I would say it's a Gzeres HaKosov, that Karen Felusha has a new din, Tam is Chatzi Nezek, Mu'ud is Nezek Shoin. But I'd say Mechuberes, Karen Mechuberes, learn from the Shaar Avos. If Stam Shvarm Lav Becheska Shemar Kaimi, then it's, you can learn from the Shaar Avos, because Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. I'll learn from Shaar Avos, that I'm Mu'ud Mechilasu, that you pay Nezek Shoin from the beginning. Okay, this is the Tosa Rush, B'Shem the Rimi Metz. That the Shimtu Mekmetz is quotes. That Agen Mar is Lamandar Palganiska Mamona. So it works out poshut. The Havmin is not that I'll make a mistake, I'll learn the rule of Pshat according to Lamandar Palganiska Knosa. No, it's Lamandar Palganiska Mamona. That according to him, Takastam Shorm Labacheska Shimakaimi, so I can learn Kari Mechaberis from the other of us. But then the Shita quotes the Riva, who has a third Pshat. What does the Riva say? The lonomer daya ketlusha. What's your whole kasha? That I ketlusha, if you want to learn from Tlusha, which basically is another way of saying that Karen Mechuberes will be learnt from Karen. It has a shame mazik of Karen. You learn it from Tlusha. Not from the Shaar Avos. It has a din of Karen. You're going to learn Mechuberes from Tlusha. So what are you going to ask me? I ketlusha daya ketlusha. I Mitlusha Yalfina and Daya Kitlusha. So says the Riva, no. To time of the Tlusha, the Eina Muedis at Losa Zimni Mishim Balav Urche. Why is Tlusha Chayav only Chatsi Nezek until 3 times? Because it's Lav Urche, it's not normal. Is it normal for an animal to take a horn in its teeth and to gore another animal, to damage another animal? No. It needs 3 times to make it Urche. That for this shore, we'll say it's Urche. It takes something in its mouth and bore the other end. Avu Mechuberes came into Urchahu Nachshov Pam Rishona Ketlusha Shalosh Pa'amit Kamash Molan Bechor Shom. What's the Riva saying? Then what am I going to learn from? The Havmin of Gemara, before I had Bechor Shom, I'd say Kerem Mechuberes Kula Muedesi, even the first time he painted Ezek Shalin, learned from what? From Shaar Avos? No. From what? From Karen Tlusha. It's learned from Karen. But which Karen Tlusha? Karen Tlusha the Gimel Zimni. Karen Tlusha of Muad. I learn Karen Mechuberes of Tam from Karen Tlusha of Muad. That's how the Riva is. Tosfos is saying, what am I going to learn from? I'll make a mistake. I'll learn from the Shaar Avos, but that's totally wrong, because it's even Laman Dama Palganeska Knossa. I make the mistake to learn from Shaar Avos. The Rimi Met says, no. With Slamandar Paganiska Mamona, I'll take a learn from Shaar Avos. I would learn from Shaar Avos. Without the Gzeres HaKosov, I would learn from Shaar Avos. Comes the Riva and says, no, I'll learn from Karen Tlusha. But not Karen Tlusha of Tam. Karen Tlusha of Muad. Because that's Orche. Karen Tlusha of Muad is Orche. Yechayim Nezek Sholem, because it's already done a Gimel poem. So I would think Karen Mechuber is Kula Muadasi. It's Orche from the beginning. It's Orche from the beginning. So it's Orche from the beginning. I can learn Karen Mechuberes from Karen Tlusha of Gimel Pa'am and Karen Tlusha of Muad that has the shame Karen, a shame of Karen Muad, because it's Orche B'Hochi. The Riva is not the only one who seems to have this pshat in the Gemara. Who else says like this? Did you notice? Who else said like this? Anyone? Rashi. Look back at Rashi. What did Rashi say? Avo mechuberes de urchehu ema kula muedesi afilu betchila mishalim mezek shalim. Rashi doesn't get involved in Palinis kaknosa, Palinis kamamona. He just says urchehu. Mechuberes is urche. L'chore, he's learning like the Riva. Karen Tlusha is Lav Orcheu. It's not normal. So I would think the chilek between Tam and Muad applies to Karen Tlusha. But Karen Mechuberes, since it is normal, and be a chayav nezek shalim from the beginning. That's the Havin of the Gemara. I'll learn from Karen Tlusha of Muad. Karen Tlusha is Urche from the beginning. Karen Mechuberis is Urche from the beginning. I'll learn from Karen Tlusha of Muad that after it's Muad, then it's Taka Urche. So I'll learn Karen Mechuberis even the first time is Urche like Karen Tlusha of Gimel Pa'an. That's how the Rivon and Rashi seem to be learning. What's the problem over here? How do you understand Rashi and Rivon? The Havamina is that Karen Mechubera should be considered Urche from the first time. What's the problem here? Why is it Urche from the first time? Is it normal for an animal to gore another animal? Is it normal? What should that depend on? Same child we keep on having. What? Better. Talk up, is it Urche or not Urche? L'chor, that's a function of whether Bechezka Shima or not Bechezka Shima. Isn't this all related to what Paganiska is? Is it Mamona? Is it Knossa? So if the Kasha is Lamanda Omar, Palganiska Knossa, what are we saying here? I'm saying no. I'll learn Karen Mechuberis from Karen Tlusha of Muad. Because Karen Mechuberis is Urche. It's Urche. First time it's Urche. Not Lamanda Omar, Palganiska Knossa. Lamanda Omar, Palganiska Knossa, Stav Shram Abacheska Shibur. It's not Urche for the Shor Tagor. Well, what are the Rivon Rashi saying? Very difficult. I thought the pshat was like this, that there's no question that Karen Mechuberis is more Urcha than Karen Tlusha. The Karen Tlusha, the animal is taking the horn in its mouth, in its teeth, and goring the other animal. That's obviously abnormal. Karen Mechuberis is more normal in what sense? It's not any more Urcha le'inyan l'chi of Shmira of the Bayim. But how is it more Urche than Karen Tlusha? Help me now. How is it more Urche than Karen Tlusha? Not in the Chiyah Shmira. In the Chiyah Shmira, Laman Amar Palganiska Knossa, it's still Lav Urche. Because Stam Shvar Mecheska Shimur Kaimi. So why should the Bailam have to watch their Shor? So how is it Urche? What are Rashi and the Rivas saying? How is it Urche? Not in the Chiyah Shmira, but rather in what? In Tsuras HaMazik. In terms of the nature of the tsura of the mazik, then avada, there's no question that Karen Mechuberis is more urche than Karen Tlusha. Karen Tlusha, the tsura samazik is totally abnormal. But Karen Mechuberis, even among the other Palganiska Knossa, it's more urche in terms of the tsura samazik itself, the way the mazik is presenting itself, it's more urche than Karen Tlusha. So what do Gimel Pa'amim do by Karen Tlusha? It makes it normal. Makes it normal, right? It's a, now the Tzuras HaMazik is normal. I mean, if someone would see the animal walking around with the carrion in its mouth, it would say that's abnormal. But if you know that Shor, you say to yourself, hey, it does it every day. It's normal. So in terms of the Tzuras HaMazik, Karen Tlusha of Gimel Pa'amim is exactly the same as Karen Mechuberis. Maybe Lamanda... Pardon me. Maybe Lamanda Amar Palganiska Knossa, I might think that the Bailim shouldn't have a Chiyav Shmira. But think about it. Once we turn Karen Tlusha into a normal mazik, so then Karen Mechuberis really is like Karen Tlusha. That's the Havamina. That even though in terms of the Chiyah Shmira it's not the same, because it's the first time, it's not the third time. In terms of the Chiyah Shmira it doesn't really seem to be the same. But since in the Tzuras HaMazik, Karen Mechuberis is more Urche than Karen Tlusha, I'd have a Havamina that you should pay Nezek Sholem by Karen Mechuberis, and I can learn from Karen Tlusha of Gimel Pa'amim to Karen Mechuberis by Pam Rishon. That seems to be how the Rivan Rashi are learning. Okay? These are the different approaches that the Rishonim have to answer the Kash of Taisus. Comes the Rashban and asks a blistering Kash in the other direction. And now that we worked on one direction, we have to go in the other direction. What does the Rashba say? Gemara wants us to believe, right? The Gemara says that I need the Pasuk in Torah to teach me that Karen Mechuberes has a chilek of Tam and Muad, because without the Pasuk in the Torah, I would say, no, there is no chilek. Kula Mu'edesi. kulam wedesi. Why should it be kulam wedesi? Laman dama paganis kamamon. I understand. How about laman dama paganis kaknosas? We had three pshatim. Taisvis, the Rimi Metz, the Rivan Rashi. Different pshatim. Refractor Rashi, why should I even say that? You're bothered with why it should be more the first time. But why is that the havam? You know, why didn't the Gemara say something different? That if I didn't have the pasuk in the Torah, I would think dafka keren plusha, there's a chiluk between tam and muad, but by keren mechuberes, there is no chiluk. And what's the din? Not kula muedesi the first time. Maybe it should be kula tamahi the first time. Why should I have a havamina that keren mechuberes should be chayav nezek sholim the first time? Maybe it should be chayav chatzi nezek even the second and third and fourth time. Why should I say kula muedesi, it's chayav nezek shalim even the first time? Maybe without the second pasuk, I think that Karim Chavaris is kula tama. Kula tama. And even after the third time, the third, fourth, fifth, it still pays chatzin nezek. Lolam void, it'll pay only chatzin nezek. Kamashwal in the pasuk, no, there's a chilek between tam and muad. Chatzin nezek is only for tam. After the first two times, then it pays first two or three, depending on machlokas tanoim. Right? Then it'll pay nezek shalom. Why don't I say kula tamahi? That's the kasha of the Rashi. Fascinating kasha of the Rashi. So what is the answer? So we actually met this Rashi already. We met the second half of the Rashi. We talked about whether onshim and adin by mammon or not by mammon. The Rashi is mechalik between bor as opposed to the other avos nezikin. I didn't give you the beginning of the Rashi because it was irrelevant to Beis Aman Aleph. But now we have to see the whole Rashba. We see the full Rashba because we've gotten to base on the base. Kasha li frek the Rashba. Adarabba, ema kula tamma hilashal chatzin ezek bilachud. Why don't I say the Havamina is that Karam Chuberes, there would be no pasuk in Torah, I would say Karam Chuberes is always chayv only chatzin ezek. Kula tamma. Not just the first time, but even the other times. And why should I assume like that? What's tam? The Rashba is asking a kasha. Why do you say this way, say that way, say whatever way you want, but like what's the... No, the Rashba says, and there's a reason why I want to say that. The kola fuke mamona kula la toveya v'chomer la nitba. Whenever you motzi mamon, that's a kula for the toveya, the one who's demanding the mamon, it's a chomer for the nitba. The person who's going to have to pay the money, it's a chomer, you're being machmer on him. You're being nekel for the toveya, but you're being machmer on the nitba. What gives you the right to be machmer on the nitba misafik? What do we normally say? Hamotzi mechavero, olav hara. To be motzi mamon mechavero, you need a birur bevada. You need eidim. You need a birur. It's not enough. There's misafik. Misafik, you'll say. There's a safik how to learn the psukim, right? There's a safik how to understand the magic of carrots. So what are you going to say? I'll be machmer. It's kula muad. It's even as it's shown the first time. What gives you the right to be motzi mamon be suffering from someone without a beer, b'taras vade, without a rai? So I think it makes more sense, says the Rashba, the kula tamahi. In fact, the Rashba, the Gemara, is pile ployim. Kula muedesi, what? Karim chuberes without the pasuk, b'chashar hadalo. I think that Karim chuberes should be kula muedesi, even as it's showing the first time. I'll be machmer misafik on the nitba? That doesn't make sense. We're never machmer misafik on the nitba to be motzi mamon without a bir b'taras vadai. What's the answer? So the Rashba in the second answer says something there. Says something very simple. Question.
By that logic, would it make more sense to say that you should therefore sue after the third time is foolish? It should be any different than Lusha.
No, because again, if I wouldn't have the pasuk b'chor sharo hoderlo, then I would say that Karen Mechuberes doesn't have a din of Karen Tush. Doesn't have the chiluk of tam and muad. So it has to be one din. Question is, what's that din? Should I say one din l'chumra? Or should I say one din l'kula? So Zokta Rashba, I think you should say one din l'kula, because we're always mekel on the nitba. We're not going to be motzi mamon misafik, so why should I say one din l'kula? So says the Rashba, in the second teretz, he says something simple. Va'od yesh lomar, the lifchos min ha'plusha i'efsher, the kal v'chomer. He says, even though it sounds like it's better to be mekel on the nitba, not to be motzi mamon misafek, but tachlis, where are you going to learn keren mechuberes from? You got to learn it from something. where are you going to learn Karen Mechuberes from? So Kalvachomer from Karen Tlusha. Karen Mechuberes certainly is more Urche than Karen Tlusha. So if Karen Tlusha, if Karen Tlusha, which is less Urche, is only paying Chatzi Nezek for the first few times, if Karen Tlusha has a din muad, it will sometimes pay Nezek Shalim. Dr. Rashba, it makes no sense that Karen Mechuberes will never pay Nezek Shalim. Karen Mechuberes is definitely more chomer than Karen Tlusha. It's more Urche than Karen Tlusha. So if Karen Tlusha at some point is going to pay Nezek Shalim, then Karen Mechuberes has to pay Nezek Shalim at some point. So if you want to say that Karen Mechuberes has one halacha straight through, because without the other pasuk, I think it's different than Karen Tlusha, that one halacha must be lechum, muedesi, even mitchilasa. You can't say kulatame, because then it turns out that Karen Mechuberes is more kal than Karen Tlusha. It's a kal v'chomer from Karen Tlusha. Karen Tlusha has a stage where it's going to be Nezek Shalem, and it's less Urche than Karen Mechuberes, then certainly Karen Mechuberes has to be Chayiv Nezek Shalem sometime. You can't say Kula Tame. That doesn't make any sense. So that's why the Gemara says, Emekula Muedesi Kamash Malondo. That's the simple answer. It's the second answer of the Rashba. But at first, the Rashba suggests something fascinating. V'yesh lomar de adra, v'nizokin sveki didhu lahachmer ke'isuri. Rashba says, it's not because of a kal v'chomer mitlusha, you have nothing you can learn out from, tlusha has to be more kal, it can't be mechuberes, is more chomer than tlusha. That's the second answer. First, the Rashba says, what's your kasha? You're saying, eima kulatama, he may be carrying mechuberes as kulatama. Maybe it's kulatama. It's not kulamua, but rather it's kulatama. No, says the Rashba. Misafik, you have to be machmer. Misafik, you have to be machmer. Like by Yisurim. Sveka derais luchumra. So by the Zaken, what you think, you can't be machmer misafik? Fakert. You should be machmer misafik. Bin Zaken, sveki didhu lahachmer ki Yisurim. Five words. These words generated a whole literature. What does the Rashba mean? Benizokin sveke didhu lahachmer ki isurin. You have to be machmer. You know, sveke deraisa lechumra. So how can you be makel? You can't say kulatamahi. That would mean that you're being makel misafik. You have to be machmer. That's what the Gemara says. Without the pasuk, I think kula muedesi lahachmer. Is this safek issa? This is safek mamon. What's the Rashba talking about? He asked the kasha that we never say safek mamon. We're going to be motzi. Motzi mamon misafik. We never say that. So now he says, no, but over here, but we know that sveke deraisa lechumra in the chumra. So by nezokin, suddenly by nezokin is different than all other mamon. Right? Safik halva, that's the kula for the nidba. There's a safik whether he borrowed money. Reuven says that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon denies the whole thing. Okay, so there could be a chiv shvu or whatever, but right? Let's assume that, you know, Kofar bakol, right? Min haTorah kofar bakol is part of mishvu. With Rabbanon, there's a shvuas heses. He's part of mishvu. So he's part of safek halva. He's part of. We're not motzi mamon misafek. Suddenly over here, Benizokin and the Rashba says opposites. It's different. Andrish. It's different. There, I think that sveko lahachmer ki isurin. Why? My shnon nizokin from any other moment. What's the answer? What do you think? Based on everything we've said. What's a new hint? Right? Why should I say over here that Sveiko Lahachmer ki Yisurin by the Zaken? Isn't the Zaken also Mammon? Come on, think. Put it down, Anton. Yes, Avraham.
I'd say it's different than like a Haval where someone denies the whole thing, then they're not going to say, and you can't say Mamun Gabach, because, but where the Nezikin's Vada, it happened. He's not sure how much he should pay. So now we're going to say, if he doesn't pay the full thing, you're being machmir on the guy. It's being machmir on the guy who's owed the money. You're taking money from him. It's not that you're going to take out more money from this guy. You're taking away money from the guy who isn't getting what he's owed. Especially if you view it from a chiyuv mamon.
I hear what you're saying. The only problem is the maisa took place. But do I call that a nezek? Right? Do I call it a nezek? It's a different type of nezek. If I say kulatamahi, so then So then it's viewed as an abnormal nezek. Right? If Karen Mechuberes Kula Tamahi, so then that's a different shame nezek than Karen of Sharmuad. So I hear what you're saying, that it's Vadai that some hezek took place, but that doesn't create a cheskas chiyuv over here. It's not a cheskas chiyuv in the amount that you're chayiv. The normal cheskas chiyuv that we talk about is, let's say Reuven comes to Beis Din and says, Shimon owes him $100. Shimon borrowed $100 from him. And Shimon says, yeah, I agree. I borrowed $100 from you. I just don't know if I paid it back. So then there's a cheskas chiyuv, an absolute cheskas chiyuv in the amount of money of $100. It's just we don't know if he cheskas chiyuv suffek, whether he paid back or not. But here there's no cheskas chiyuv yet, because we don't know that there's a cheskas chiyuv of nezek shalim. So even though we know that a maisa hezek took place, but who said that maisa hezek should generate a chiyuv nezek shalim? Why does the Rashba say that by nezokin you should be machmer like iser? This is mammon, this is not iser, right? Wrong. Why? Help me, why? Chiv Shmir, exactly. Yeshua, exactly. We said Nezikin has two elements to it. There's a Chiv Tashlomin, but aside from the Chiv Tashlomin, there's an Isamazik. There's a Chiv Shmir to watch the behemoth that it shouldn't do Ezek. The Rashba Lechor is invoking the Isamazik, the Chiv Shmir. The Rashba is saying, whenever you're talking about Nezikin, there's always a Chiv Shmir involved. There's an Isamazik. What does that mean? There's an isamazik. So comes Rav Baruch Ber in the Birkas Shmuel in Siman Beis, and he suggests that according to the Rashba, you must say that the chiyuv tashlumin is linked to the chiyuv shmira. The chiyuv shmira generates the chiyuv tashlumin. If you don't watch the animal properly, v'lo yishmirenu b'aylav, then shalem yishalem. The chiyuv tashlumin stems from the iser. If you have an iser, if you have a chiyuv shmira to watch your animal, and you're posheya b'shmira, that automatically generates a chiyuv tashlumin. We sometimes found that grama b'nezakin is pater avalasa. There is no chiyuv tashlumin. There's only an iser. So someone suggests that's only true if you did something, but you were only gorei mehezik. If Adam Hamazik did a grama, he brought about, indirectly, he brought about a hezek. So then we can talk about that there's an issa without a chiyuv tashlumin. Like that case that we had, the Gemara in Bava Basra, says that someone was bloodletting under a tree, and that brought the ravens, and it created the hezek in the tree. The Adam did it. That's not a hezek of the behema. The behema did the hezek, but the ravens don't belong to anyone. It's that the question is, should you be chayev? The Gemara says he shouldn't be chayev, but then the other Amora responds, maybe it's not chayav, but it's also to do. If the Adam does something, but it's only indirect causation, so then Grama b'nezakin could be pater v'loser. He's pater min ha-tashlum, but there's an iser to do it. You can split between the iser and the chiyuv tashlum. But whenever we talk about niske behema, niske mamon, all niske mamon is a grama. I'm not doing anything. Right? I'm not doing something. I am holding back from doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm not being shown by the animal. All niske mamon is a grum, but nevertheless yichayev for them. So it could be what the Rashba is saying is when it comes to niske mamono, niske behemto, if you have a chiyuv shmir, if you have an iser mazik, so then avada, that's going to result in a chiyuv tashlumin. Automatically it's going to result in a chiyuv tashlumin. And that's exactly why you can't say eima kula tami. You can't be makel. You can't be makel over here by the shore. If you're assuming that Karen Mechuberes, there's a chi of shmira on this Karen Mechuberes, right? So then you can't say misafek is going to be kulatama. You have to be machmir to watch it like a sharamua, right? You'd have to be machmir misafek to watch it better, right? To have a chi of shmira misafek, you'd have to be shomer it better. There's an issa mazik over here. Misafik, you have to be machmer by the issa mazik, by the chiyuv shmira. So if you have to be machmer by the issa mazik and the chiyuv shmira, then that's going to generate the mochamer chiyuv tashlumin. You can't say kula tamahi. It's going to have to be chayav nezek shalim from the beginning, because once we have to be machmer for the issa, then we're going to have to be machmer for the chiyuv tashlum, because the Rashba is assuming that the iser chiyuv shmira part of nezakin automatically generates the chiyuv tashlum. So the two have to be related to each other. If you're machmer for the iser, then you're going to have to be machmer for the chiyuv tashlum.